Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 65, which is another psalm of David. We're going to read it twice. First, we're going to read it in the King James Version and we're going to read it for the second time in the New International Version. The King James Version you might be familiar with is one of the oldest English translations. And the New International Version is a little bit easier to read, is a more modern version. But they're both great versions to read from and help us deepen our understanding and hear what God is saying through the Psalms. So I'm going to read the Psalm twice and then share some thoughts and reflections on it. So let's read Psalm 65, first from the King James Version. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Sion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee. That he may dwell in thy courts, we shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noises of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks, the valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy, they also sing. And now we read the same psalm again, from the New International Version. Praise awaits you, our God in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. You who answer prayer, to you all people will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome and righteous deeds, God our Saviour, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations. The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing. So this is Psalm 65. It is a psalm full of beautiful creation imagery. It starts off by singing praise to God. Remember, the psalms we often read as poetry, but they were also songs. Hence the reason a lot of them will say at the top, for the director of music, or it might even say what tune it should be sung to. And so this psalm is directed to God, the one that, who we fulfill vows to, the one who answers prayer. Remember that God hears our prayers and answers them. And the psalmist says, unto thee shall all flesh come. Everyone in the world will come to you. But why? What is it about God? When we were overwhelmed with sins, you forgave our transgressions. Forgiveness is one of the most powerful forms of love that we know and can see. In many religions, God isn't seen as being forgiven. You have to pay for your sins, or you'll go into another life with some kind of a punishment. God is waiting with a rod to hit those who sin. And forgiveness comes at the individual price. Yet, in Christianity, God himself paid the price for our sins. He died for the forgiveness of sins, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. It is a blessing to be able to enter God's court. And yet, because of the blood of Jesus, we can boldly do just that. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. What an unusual thing to say, that we are filled by the things in your temple. Surely it should say, we are filling your temple with good things. Well, that might be how it is in the rest of the world. But God looks after his children. God is the God of all the earth. And so the psalmist goes on to say what wonderful things the Lord has done. The oceans, the rains, the mountains, all of these things shine and show God's love, his wisdom, his provision. Which farmer doesn't rely on the rain? All of them do. Whether it's to give the animals something to drink or to water the crops, the Lord is the one who provides these things. You care for the land and water it, the psalmist says. And how often, when do we get to see the Lord's blessing? Well, it's where morning dawns and where evening fades. And where is that? Well, as we know, there is somewhere in the world right now where it's morning and somewhere where it's evening. It's all around the globe, all the time, every day. Again, we are thinking about time when the psalmist says, you crown the year with your bounty. God is there to watch over his children through the years. And he is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Sometimes when we feel sorry for ourselves, we can think, no one else knows the struggle that I am in right now. But I guarantee you, in the time this psalm was written, thousands of years ago, people knew what it was like to be caught outside in the rain. People knew what it was like to have a hard harvest. People knew what it was like to be hungry. People knew what it was like to need forgiveness. And they saw that the Lord was the one who would look after them then, just as he looks after us now. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you, and goodbye.